happened to them.
Guru Gauranga's Kripa.
By the mercy of Guru and Gauranga.
Ajham Loka.
Today. We, our sixth day of parikrama also has been performed successfully without any obstacles. You went to Gokulanand, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, which you had Mahaprasad also in Sri Gokulanand. Today, we were in Radha Raman today.
Radha Raman.
Nothing is happening.
The mic.
Radha Raman.
It's not a mic. No, it's not up here. You can hear?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
English. If somebody has 4,000 transmitters, I need it. I don't have a 4,000, 2,000 plus. Ram Maharaj. Padmana Maharaj is going to speak now.
So today we went to the temple of Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami Pad, who's worshipable Thakurji and Sri Radha Ramanji. After he heard the narrations of the appearance of Sri Radha Ramanji, so Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami Pad was one of the very near and dear associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing in the home of the father and uncle of Gopal Bhatta Goswami in Sri Rangam Kshetra for the period of 4 months during Chaturmasya, then Gopal Bhatta Goswami was a young boy at that time, and he had the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and obtained his
birth. Maharaj, we hear you talking.
Came and resided in Vrindavan, and also Gopala Goswami became one of the most intimate associates, being one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Sri Gopala Goswami was also a very great scholar, and he was responsible for editing Hari Bhakti Lila, which gives all of the prescription and important activities for Vaishnava Sadhachar, and all of the activities from birth until passing from this world, all the rituals necessary for Diksha, initiation, taking of sannyas, marriages, and so forth, which the Vaishnavas must execute in Varnashram Dharma. So he wrote the book, he got Kriya Saradivika, and Opportunity to serve them as so some of the other Goswamis had Thakurjis like Sri Govindji, Gopinath Ji. And especially during Chula Chakra time, when there is a very beautiful sweet ceremony that Gopal Bhatta Goswami desired within his heart, that he would have a deity that he could also dress very beautifully with arms and legs, but the Shalagram Shiva has no manifested arms and legs and heads that you can decorate. So in his heart, this desire was there. And because Sri Krishna always fulfills the internal heart's desire of his pure devotee, how they want to serve him. So when Gopal Bhatta Goswami placed his Shalagram, as he usually did, he kept him in a box for worship. And when he came there the following morning, then when he opened up the box, oh, there was the self-manifested deity of Sri Radha Raman Ji. And that deity which we saw today is that very same manifestation of Krishna, who himself has appeared, not being carved by the hands of any person. This is also evidence we hear, we have not seen, but on the backside of Radha Raman Ji, it appears just like Shalagram. But from the front side, he is Tripanga Lalita form, threefold curved form, very beautiful, holding flute with beautiful lotus eyes. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu also appeared in the dream of Gopal Bhatta Goswami and told him that I myself am no different than this Radharaman Jiu. Radharaman is also said to be a combination of the three predominant deities of Vrindavan, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, Gopinath, and Madan Mohan. So the three deities of Vrindavan are representations of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan. And the deity of Madan Mohan Jiyo, who is the deity of Sanatana Goswami, is the deity of Sambandha. And it was described also that those original deities of Vrindavan, which came to Vrindavan with Vajranada, the grandson of Krishna, just after the disappearance of Krishna, they were actually carved by Vishwakarma. And they were carved direct under the direction of Uttara, who was a personality who had personally seen Krishna's transcendental form. And so therefore she directed Vishwakarma when he was carving the three deities of Govinda, Gopinath, and Madan Mohan. So when he was carving them, then Uttara told, oh, this deity of Madan Mohan, his lotus feet, exactly resembled that of Krishna. Then when he carved Govindaji, then she told, yes, the beautiful lotus face of this deity exactly resembles that of Krishna's beautiful lotus face. And when he was carving the deity of Gopinathji, then she remarked, yes, the beautiful broad chest of Gopinath is exactly as Krishna. So this manifestation of Sri Radha Ramanji is actually a combination of all three of these transcendental deities, and therefore the lotus face of Radha Ramanji is considered to be non-different than Govindaji. His lotus feet are non-different than Madan Mohanji, and his lotus chest is non-different than Radha Gopinathji. So Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he performed very elaborate worship and abhishek and installed and had this beautiful temple of Radharaman built for the worship and ordained that worship to various pure Vaishnavas who were there at the time. And that deity worship is still extending down to this very day in the family line of those original pujaris who took care of Radharaman Ji. So we're very fortunate that we had the opportunity in Srila Gurudev's direction to see this original deity. Most of the deities, original deities, have been taken outside of Vrindavan for their protection when the Muslims invaded here nearly 450 years ago. But this deity of Radharaman Ji, he has never left Vrindavan. So all the residents of Vrindavan, they're always chanting Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Lok Nath was Swami Samundar Goswami.
is often responsible to speak about Lokanath Goswami's glory.
Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Indadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Priya Advaita Gadadhara Sivadadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
To accept his services, Radha Vinodji himself came in his dream and said, "Oh Lokanath, I am in this Kishori Kund. Take me out of this place." And Lokanath Das Goswami went to take bath in that kund. That pond in his hands, this Thakurji himself came and floated in his hands. In the morning, I told in the temple today that we are very fortunate that we did not go to any of the sampradaya. We have come in this Gaudiya sampradaya. Why? Because in other sampradayas, somehow maybe with great difficulty, maybe one Thakurji has made his appearance. Some sampradaya don't even have their Thakurjis, like Pallava sampradaya. Our Srinathji, this Srinathji, they consider their own worshipable deity, but actually it is our deity from our sampradaya, Radha Vallabh. The Gopal Bhatt Goswami's disciple, Radha Vallabh, he manifested. But some sampradaya either don't have one Thakur, then our Gaudiya sampradaya. So many Goswamis who are one deity, they have made preparation, everyone. And we are very fortunate that Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Radha Shyamchandra, Radha Gokulam, Radha Damodar, so many deities, so many Goswamis, they have one worshipable deity and they have an interest in the deity. They have, and this katha also about them is innumerable. So when Radha Vinodji came in his hand, then Vinodji himself speaking with directly. Why? Because Lokanath Das Goswami, who is he? He is Manjulali Sakhi. In Krishna's pastime, he is Manjulali Sakhi. As if Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has brought the entire goal of Vrindavan, the Nikunj, along with his associates, all the goal of Vrindavan, has directly he has brought to this place. Now Mahaprabhu, all his associates, they are the eternal, perfected souls. All their lives, it's astonishing, their pastimes. Now Thakurji made his appearance. He's speaking with him. He's saying, "Oh Lokanath, for many days I'm hungry. Please feed me something." Lokanath Goswami says, whatever he had, he made, cooked, and he's offering to Thakurji. Lokanath, without chutney, how is it possible for me to eat? Give some chutney, we should give it. And he, using tamarind, soft tamarind leaves, he put some salt in that and he made this chutney. "I want to rest now." Then he collected some flowers, with those petals of those flowers, he made a soft bed. As matter, he said, "I'm feeling very hot. Can you fan me?" And he got some leaves, some big palm leaves, and then he fanned him. "I'm very tired. Can you massage me?" Then again, he massaged him. Then he rested very peacefully. Like this, he's speaking directly. All over Goswamis are like this. So exalted. They are not ordinary people. Because they are Nitinjas, associates of Radhaji, Sakhis of Radhaji. Now, when he has come to perform bhajan, he's wanting that you should understand whom to adopt as guru. He's searching that who is there such Nishinkan bhajan parayan, saintly person, whose shelter if I take, I will be able to perform my bhajan properly. Then he realized that in Vrindavan, there is one. He reached this place and he said, "Gurudev, please be merciful on me and accept me as your disciple." But he has taken this vow that I will never accept anybody as a disciple. He said, "I will never accept any disciple. This is my vow." But in his heart, he has accepted him as his guru in his heart. That is why when he has accepted him as the guru, what it means? Now he is his guru, because guru and disciple's relationship is eternal. It is not a matter of, it is not some ordinary matter or some temporary relation. Now he doesn't want to give him any station. He's wondering now, what should I do? How can I satisfy my Gurudev? But to satisfy him, what service should I perform? Now he is wondering, he's thinking that only by some service may he become satisfied. But he doesn't accept any services. Somehow he is performing doing Madhukari. He doesn't require any service. So what should I do? He's wondering. And then he decided. And then he's going to relieve himself. That time, this is the only service. This is the only moment when I can perform some service. So that place where he used to relieve himself, he, every day he was keeping it clean and he used to saying that certainly maybe I am committing an offense towards somebody. One day he hired himself and he said that Narottam who wants to become my disciple a few days back, that Narottam himself is coming and taking this place and immediately caught him. Why? Why do you make me an offender towards you? Why? Because whose service I am accepting, I have to give something in return also. Now, who's the young, who's the most menial service? You have made me an offender. Oh, Gurudev. Once that I have accepted your Lotus Feet in my heart as Guru, how can I satisfy you? I was wondering on this, only this is the service by which I could satisfy you. Then he was bound to give him the initiation mantra, then he became his disciple. I was telling in that place that Gurudev's relationship with disciple is not for one lifetime. It is life after life. Not that we will take shelter of Gurudev as if we have taken shelter. Prabhupada used to say for his disciples, whoever has come to me, taken my shelter once, who is trying to follow my instructions, really, the lifetimes that takes for him to become liberated, I will come again and again. Since I do not take him to the eternal abode, I will keep coming to this world. Such a word also Gurudev is giving. It's not that Gurudev is giving just one mantra in your ears. No, he is taking the full responsibility of his life on himself. Not that life after life, Gurudev comes and he gives mercy to us. That's why relationship with Gurudev is eternal. I was also telling that case that we see some devotees, they come to Gurudev, taking initiation, taking the mantra, for some days, no country, no sila, and they are with Babaji. Somebody tells him that, oh, in Gaudiya that he is eating the remnants of Prabhupada. They are not giving any rag. They do not know any rag bhakti. They do not know any siddha sarup. All kind of nonsense they will tell you. And now these people have become detached from this and they have become attracted to all those. They have become Kachori Manjari, Laddu Manjari and such names they get. And after some days, you will see that Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they come. They have tea is also not allowed, but Babaji is without chai, even cigarette, tobacco also they are chewing. Sometimes they have relationship with some females also. So some days when he sees this, what is this? So some days, females start, because this is not his eternal sarup, this is the whatever he has been given. He is the servant of his senses. Now, totally in anat state of anatta, he has given this siddha sarup form. After 2 days, he says that the effect of all these instructions is useless, nothing. And he goes to another Babaji. Oh, I could not get any benefit. Come to me, another Babaji is saying, I will give you all siddha mantras. And now, taking some money from him, again he is giving some another manjari name, some another aid, another service, everything is given now, different instructions. Now, seeing all this, what is this? If one time I had got this siddha mantra, I had been given my eternal constitution, position, name, age, service, and how come it is so, everything is different now? What is this? They leave everything, and then they leave Kanchanmala, alcohol, meat, and again enter the Maya. So that's why this relationship with Gurudev, with the one eyed Guru, it is slowly, it brings him to a stage to where he can reach the eternal abode, to the lotus feet of the Lord. It is said that Prabhu says, not one life. This relationship is not for one life. This relationship is for Janmantar, life after life. That is why, clearly, you have to take the shelter of Gurudev. He is not an ordinary person. Still, he does not take us to the ascended abode, to the lotus feet of the Lord. He will come again and again. He will help us. Like we are hearing about Lok Kumar. Bhagavan also comes as Guru. Sometimes Gurudev is giving instructions in so many different ways because he wants to take him to the lotus feet of the Lord. So, Srinathanda Sakur, in his life we can see that he is chanting Harina. Some farmer, Sam, who was very thirsty, he was chanting Harinam. That time he fed him water. People insisted that Gurudev in the front did not say anything. In front of this person did not say anything. But when he left, he said, Narottam, you have come here to perform bhajan. When you were chanting Harinam, it's not that you are speaking this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When we are chanting the names, we are serving the Lord. We are serving the divine couple. That is why our Maharaj, he has now remembered this Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, whatever they have told the name. The meanings of the names, the holy names, the how names. If you chant the names properly, you can have complete entrance into the pastimes of the Lord. The names that you are chanting, sometimes he is crying, sometimes he is laughing. Why? Because he can have entrance into the pastimes, along with Naam, Roop, Leela, pastimes, everything. He is completely absorbed in service of the Lord. Now, is it very important to give water to a farmer, leaving the service of Radha and Krishna's divine support for the feet? Looks like you are still interested in karma. Your interest is not seems to be so deep in bhajan. Now go and give feet the 21st of the first day. He is also a Lavang Manjari, Lavang Manjari, now the Gurudev, what does it mean that he said that, has he rejected him? No, he is not rejected. Rather, Gurudev in indirect way, he is saying, yes, now you are performing bhajan, now you have become perfect, now you must go outside, now people are thirsty. What they are thirsty about? They are thirsty about Krishna's brain. Go and feed this. Feed this, flood this place, all this world, so that all people can drown in this Krishna frame. Now then we understand that Shiva, Shyamananda and Narottam Das Thakur, they went in three different directions, and he went, Narottam Das Thakur went in Manipur direction, towards East India, Far East India, and the way he has preached, nobody has preached in such manner. Somebody goes to preaching in some countries, some people become attracted in that country. Not that the entire country will become the disciples, but first of all, the entire nation will become as a disciple, devotee. And then, all the Manipur state, not one person remained in that state who did not become the devotee, a disciple, who is not having flesh on his forehead and not decorating his throat with the country. How many years back he had come till that day? This effect of his preaching can be seen today also. You will go and see in each and every home, ladies of Radha Krishna, and whenever they come, the girls in the front, they wear red upper cloth and white lower cloth. And so like this, he has preached very much Mahaprabhu's. He has preached Mahaprabhu's words all over. So Narottam Das Thakur is saying, he is Prema Avatar of Mahaprabhu, the love incarnation of love of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is on the Padmavati River and left his frame there. Narottam Das Thakur will come later. You give this frame to him. Whenever he will come, the Padmavati River is asking, how will I understand? Then Narottam Das Thakur, as soon as he will enter, you, by the touch of his body, you will understand. You will become ecstatic. And then you will understand this is Narottam. When he came, Mahaprabhu, that frame, whatever he had kept in the river, Padmavati, this was transferred to Narottam Das Thakur. So Narottam Das Thakur is Mahaprabhu's incarnation of love.
this is Prabhupada was asking if somebody wants Krishna Prem, is one Anna or six Prata wants to know Krishna Prem. Why? Because they title that book that they wrote, Srimati Sandhaka was six Prata. You can buy this book and through his heart. You should read this carefully. So eagerness, so deep emotion, prayers. Eagerness to achieve Krishna Prem. These are showing such beautiful prayers. So this beautiful book, he has contributed so much to Gaudiya Vaishnava. May he be merciful on us. Maybe a drop of that mercy which he has given to this world, if I am able to accept in my heart by the mercy of my Gurudev, my life will become successful.
So today we went to the Samadhi of Sri Lokanath Goswami. So he was completely disconnected by snow. He had no material possession. His only possession was the lotus feet of Sri Gauravinda, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Sri Govinda Dev. So he was performing bhajan there in Kalyanava. So one day he went to take bath in one kund, he showed he could. And as he took bath, he came out with a wonderful deity of Sri Radha Vinod. That Radha Vinod deity is there. That deity is so much too bad and it looks like he's going to fall over. So the deity was directly speaking with Sri Lokanath Goswami. Oh, Baba, I'm very hungry. I need some chutney. Then he would make some chutney from the leaves of the imli tree. Oh, I'm very tired. I want to take rest. Devalokanath Goswami would pick some flowers and make one bed for him. Oh, it's very hot. Devalokanath Goswami would pick some branch and fan Radha Vinod. So you can imagine what platform he's on when the deity directly speaks with him. Guru Maharaj said, the deity never speaks with us because if he told us to do something, which was against our sense gratification, then we would not do it. So he had taken a vow. Guru Maharaj said, for example, imagine if the deity woke us up at 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm very hungry. I want some sweet rice. Then it's very cold. Then we would probably think some bad dream would come. Therefore, the deity does not speak with us. The Lokanath Goswami was not like that. So, it said he had taken a vow not to take any disciples. But Sri Narottam Das Thakur, when he came to Vrindavan, and he saw the most exalted qualities in the heart of Sri Lokanath Goswami, then Sri Narottam Das Thakur also took a vow. If I accept the Guru, it will only be him. But when he approached the feet of Sri Lokanath Goswami and asked for his attention, then Sri Lokanath Goswami declined. So then Narottam Das Thakur was thinking, unless I serve the Vaishnava, I cannot collect his mercy. But how do you serve an exigent Vaishnava who does not want to be served? Then you have to be very intelligent. So Krishna in the Gita, he says, they sat from the Yukta Nam, Vajitam, Pratipurvacham, the Dadami, Vudiyogam, Kham, Yedamabhupayam. If someone wants to approach me, I give him the intelligence how to approach me. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur thought, one step I can do. In the early morning when Sri Lokanath Goswami goes to perform his Deha Kriya, when his bodily function goes to the bathroom, that service I can do. Therefore, after Lokanath Goswami would pass through a journey, then Sri Narottam Das Thakur, despite being the son of a king, he would personally perform that seva for 1 year, if I'm not mistaken. Then Lokanath Goswami was thinking, who is performing this service? Who is cleaning my this very low-class service? Who is doing? Then I become like an offender, accepting service like this. Therefore, he called Narottam Thakur. What are you doing? I told you I would not make disciples. You should take initiation from Sri Jiva Goswami. If a girl has chosen another man as her husband, then will she be happy if the father chooses someone else? He defeated Lokanath Goswami and very happily he took bath and took mantra. Because that person who had taken the feet of Vishwasana were really nicely saying, that relationship with Guru is a heartfelt relationship. As soon as he met now Lokanath Goswami, he took a sankalpa. I will accept him as spiritual master and no one else. But these days it's a matter of great misfortune. Even though people come to the feet of bona fide guru, because they have not surrendered their hearts, nor they accepted the guru, nor are they performing any service to him. What happens? They think, oh, very nice, I can go to Radhakund, take dinner pranali, give 5 rupees, and in a fortnight I'll become a mangani. Never the cross they make. Guru Maharaj says they become a gopi, not a gopi. Therefore, they leave the feet of Sadguru and go down to take Siddha Pranali. So, Srila Chittakar Maharaj says, Siddha. Siddha means completely cooked potato. Therefore, someone who is not completely cooked, he is not completely mature, then how he can take Siddha Pranali, then he is a half cooked potato, only imitating. Therefore, they leave the feet of Guru and they go to the Babaji. Don't want to mention any names. They go there and they take Siddha Pranali. He tells them everything. Your name is this, your dress is this, your age is this. You're not chanting that mantra because that mantra has not come from a perfected soul. Therefore, the mantra chanting, but nothing. After some time, then the disciples see Gurudev also smoking beads and doing things, and his face becomes shattered. Then he goes to another Babaji. The Babaji says, ah, that guy is completely useless. Come to me. I'm the real Mahapurush. And he gives him another Manjari Sarup. First he was Rasgula Manjari. Now he's become Bertie Manjari. how I can have 2 Sarups in Goga Vrindavan? Then his mind becomes even more confused. Then finding things that Harinath Bhajan are completely useless. Begins drinking meat, smoking cigarettes. Again he goes back to work in the condition that he can. Narasimha Das Thakur was not that type of disciple, Lokanath Goswami was not that type of guru. So after Disha, one time, Lokanath Goswami thought he was chanting Harinam, and Narasimha Das Thakur was chanting Harinam near him. The one farmer who was thirsty, he approached Lokanath Goswami for a drink of water. But Lokanath Goswami didn't even hear his words, didn't even know he was there, so much he was absorbed in Harinam. Sometimes if we were lucky, we can see a Vaishnava standing like that. So then he went to Lord Narasimha Das Thakur. I'm very thirsty. Therefore, Narasimha Das put down his mala, gave a lot of water to the farmer who drank. Then Lokanath Goswami was watching. And he said, Narasimha Das Thakur, you are not fit for my Sangha. You are not fit for Brother Bhat. You should get out of here. Because the chanting of chanting of Mahamantra is a higher service to Krishna. And you left the service of Krishna to give water to a farmer? Okay, get out from here. Go and give water to the thirsty people. And remember his commentary. He was saying, that really, people are thirsty for what? People are thirsty for Krishna Prem and Harikatha. Therefore, you should go out and give Harikatha to the starving man. Go Premanandi.
Hare Hare.
हमारे
लोकनाथ गोस्वामी
ने
नरोत्तम ठाकुर
को
तो नरोत्तम ठाकुर अपने आश्रम से
निकाल दिया
किस लिए
तुम अभी
you are
भजन here. करने के लिए योग्य नहीं हो
क्वालिफाइड टू परफॉर्म भजन
जब नाम करते हो तो समझे राधा
राधा यू आर associating with Radha and Krishna themselves. They are should understand. This is Radha and Krishna themselves. Those very names. They will enter your hearts along with their associates and all those
pastimes.
A farmer came, please feed me water. You fed him. You have not realized the form of name. Stay in household life. Go and stay in home. You from there, you perform
ashram
activities, not fit to stay in my ashram. He turned them
off.
Meaning what?
perform chanting.
Nato tathat.
You should understand that.
Hare Krishna, Radhika ji.
Hare Krishna. You should understand.
Concentrated
in chanting and serving them.
If you do
not understand this, your mind will become disturbed and it will not be able to stand properly. That's why he turned him off. Yes, he did turn him off. But Narottam Thakur, when he established some deities in his Purva Ashram, and then he started preaching.
Rene
Hati.
When he used to sing, Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu,
their associates, they used to come and sing and dance with, along with him. So beautiful was his voice. Like this, at the last moments of his life, he was troubled by paralysis. He was giving diksha to Brahman. That is why he is suffering in this condition. His disciples said, "Oh Prabhu, you are performing such pastimes.
Our
he earned a bad name. Please become healthy." Second day, he got up and went in the Ganges to take bath in the river. Yesterday, he was completely helpless, a handicapped. Then they realized their mistake. Those very people came and took Harinam and Diksha from him then.
So like this,
his life is very glorious. In brief, Rasanand Prabhu spoke some. Some people came for him debate about
Brahman, Shastra.
Brahman is Guru for all. Whereas Vaishnavas don't have any proper caste. So that's why Brahmins are superior. All the
Bangladesh,
they came there.
They
came to this village where, what was that the name of this village? Keturi village. In the bazaar, he went to a shop to buy some vegetables. Take some vegetables. He started speaking in Sanskrit with him. What do you want? In Sanskrit. He was studying Sanskrit. He wrote three books, Bindu, Hiran, Kana. This Vaishnava is known as Vaishnava. Those people who Bhakti Rasam is Bindu,
Ujjwal
Meel Mani,
Hiran,
and
Bhagavatamrit
Kana. These books who do not read, he is not a Vaishnava. In very simple language, easy to understand, easy
Sanskrit,
everybody can read. He has written, I have written for all people, he says. All the thoughts of all the verses of Goswami, he has put there. You will also read that. When you came to Vrindavan, his Guruji said, go and take from your wife who comes to me. He went to his wife. All night he told Harikatha to his wife.
जब सवेरा हो गया
इन मॉर्निंग
तो स्त्री से बोले
ही सेड टू हिज वाइफ
अब मुझे आदेश दो मैं वृंदावन
जाऊं प्लीज गिव मी परमिशन आई नीड टू वृंदावन तो ही हरिप्रसाद ही वाज सो इंप्रेस्ड
महाउपाध्याय
is the life and soul of our Sampradaya was somewhat getting lost. Yuga Goswami, some unqualified disciples,
like Raja,
this Raj Marga, so that this will not be destroyed.
That is why,
thinking they are not qualified, he told him to
come out by the name of Sampradaya.
Gopis were not Krishna's Parthya, but they were mad. He told such things. Dadaji will also
mention
some slokas of Bhagavad so that they
will be written
in a different manner. In Gopala Champu also he has written in similar manner.
So like
when you begin to little get lost all these philosophies that Vishnu
Prabhupada
this was his first
time
that all his scriptures that he wrote
in the
commentary, Srimad Bhagavatam commentary, and So they had come there to kill him and they were hiding themselves.
Now,
hiding there, they saw Shri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur is approaching from a distance. Now they are ready.
Shri Krishna
Chakravarti Thakur is not dead.
A very beautiful
young Kishori Gopi is there. She is coming. When she is gone,
destroyed.
We saw her and now we see her. What is this? Then, oh daughter, oh child, she just turned, smiled and disappeared. And as Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, again she manifested. Oh, so glorious. Vishnu Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur.
It
means she is Gopi, actually. Immediately the fell down at his feet and begged forgiveness. Prabhu was sent by
him to Jaipur. Jaipur
Sampradaya's
other Acharya.
There was some debate. They removed Radha ji from the palace. And Gaudiya is no Sampradaya. He invited that I
have taken a vow
and I am very old. I cannot go to Vrindavan. But my disciple, this one day, he will go. He went.
And there,
this assembly, he defeated all the arguments of all the
Acharyas who were present in the
Sampradayas and established Radha ji as the
Supreme.
What you say
used to
be correct.
But
in your Sampradaya, there is
no
Brahma Sutra. Brahma Sutra, we do not still consider you as a Sampradaya.
Srimad
Bhagavata, we consider as a Sampradaya.
कि व्याख्या कहा जाता है उसका अप्रतिम भाष्य कहा जाता है।
That is why we have not separated Ramakrishna from Bhagavatam itself, we do not agree to this. I want one day, 7 days, time I need, 7 days, even to Radha Govind Dev Ji, meditated on him, and Govind Dev Ji appeared. Whatever I am saying, you will keep on writing.
Govind Ji wrote
the commentary on Ramakrishna Sutra in very, very quickly. In one night, he finished. And then he gave this to those people. And they saw, they were responding. Within a night. So beautiful commentary. Second day, they told to the king, they brought the Radha Deity back again. Going there in Jaipur, like this. He was very thin and small. But very big scholar. Not only Govind Bhashya, but on Bhashya Pithak, he wrote one book. Who will read Bhashya Pithak? Then he will understand Brahma Sutra. He had written commentary on Gita, very rustic. I have translated everything in Hindi. I am most impressed by Slavishnath Thakur's scriptures and books. My honest conveys on his commentaries. And all over the world I am preaching.
So
that's Slavishnath Thakur. Samadhi Peeth also in Radha Gokulanand. They read this and
in that
this deity also the
Sultan. Mahaprabhu Ji ne Raghunath Das Goswami ko jo
very small.
Radha Ji is still there.
May your life be also passionate and Slavishnathagiri Thakur's views also you must accept in your life and may proceed further in spiritual life.
Oh, can you?
Chant Krishna.
Krishna Gurudev told us that Suknath Goswami, one time one farmer came and Narasimha Thakur was chanting the holy name of Krishna. That time Narasimha Thakur offered that farmer some water. And that time Suknath Goswami told his disciples that you are not qualified to do bhajan. Why? Because the holy name of Krishna is not different from him. So, one should meditate on Krishna's name, form, quality and pastime. Because the name, form, quality and pastime of Krishna.